This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This team is going to take on the identity of this city.
Looking, throwing, end zone, caught, touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We're going to kick you in the teeth.
Montgomery, right side, end zone, untouched.
We're going to be the last one standing.
Good! Yes, sir. This team is all of those things.
Earlier on the show, Commanders cornerback Mike San Rostel, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Cowboys quarterback Cooper Rush, coming up, actor Dave Annable, and now it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and we've been very patient, but Juan Soto, what gives, man? I mean, it's top of hour number three here on the Friday before the league meetings on Sunday, and he's still wondering what's going on. Are you refreshing right now? You're like,
yeah,
Cooper,
I'm
my
actually
going
to go.
I'm going to go to
Juan's Instagram real quick
To see if he's
maybe he posted like, hey, here's my new team.
Okay. I'm just over here holding Grimace real tight.
Oh, is that right?
Come the Queens.
No, that's better than you holding Hawk Tua.
Listen, bro, but you got to keep
that's
bringing
her up. Because the Mets had her throw out a first pitch.
Okay, well, great. That was once. She doesn't represent us.
Just like Grimace.
Grimace is different, though.
B. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Grimace is different.
Very good.
No update on Soto's Instagram.
Come on. What the hell, man? All right.
Although there are people saying, and Jake sent me this.
Who's saying?
That Carlos Mendoza's son, has been arguing with people in Instagram comments and said that the Mets offered $700 million over 15 years.
I don't know if that's enough. 15 years... $700 million over 15 years. 15 years. I mean, are there outs in the contract? I mean, I don't know if you could see that in the Instagram comments, but
I don't know.
15 years.
Can you imagine? You're walking a tightrope, a delicate deal, right?
Yeah.
And your son is commenting on Instagram posts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's
I don't know.
See? You're not, right? You're not seeing Brian Cashman's kin clapping back on TikTok, do you? TJ. You know? Well, Dave Annable of Lioness is coming out of our green room. He's a Met fan, so the two of you, maybe we'll all learn together.
Here's what's
imagine
happen.
If that breaks while he's sitting out
we're
here.
We're going to get that news. Dave Annable is going to be there. He and I are going to, like, run and hug each other because that's what Mets fans do.
Oh, is that right?
We're going to plan, like, to meet each other at the parade for the next 5 years.
Well, I mean, Dave's in a good mood because he's on a hit show.
Yep.
Despite it being created and written by some stooge named Taylor Sheridan. You've ever heard of him?
No.
What's he doing?
Who?
And I mean, and his castmates are, have you ever heard of Nicole Kidman or Morgan Freeman or Zoe Saldana or Michael Kelly?
No, not really.
What have they done?
Not really ringing a bell.
What have they done? Well, at any rate, we'll still talk to him.
I just finished season
he knows
one.
Your boy, he also knows your boy Swish.
Oh, no
me.
Way, really?
Yeah, he and Nick Swisher are tight. Your boy Swish hit me up.
Yeah, we haven't seen Nick in here in a while.
We gotta FaceTime Swish, bro.
Maybe when he's here.
Let's do it.
Your boy Swish.
Swish will pick up without question,
bro.
No, I don't know, man. I think he'd be ducking my call right now. Don't forget the baseball field in Columbus, Ohio, is named after him.
Uh oh.
He doesn't want a piece of me right now. Uh-oh. Trust me.
Look, Rich, you can't.
None of
we can't.
None of y'all in Columbus want a
Ohio
piece of me.
State, man. Make it about the Yankees.
Can't make it. I don't know.
You know?
No. Not right now. Unless it's Juan Soto, then I'll FaceTime your boy Swish.
That's what I'll do.
Before we get to what's more likely, the Hard Knocks that's happening right now, the insight you gain. I love this program. The NFL Films people are phenomenal. And I understand Mike Tomlin said he was, when he was asked if he was watching the program and its debut night, said absolutely not. I don't know if you know where that drop is, Mike, because it was created by Jay Felly, because you were out making sure that the tubes were all set for UNLV versus Boise State tonight.
I did a 2.2 million watch
okay.
Show.
Okay, very good. Sorry about that, Mike. It's got nothing to do with
I was hoping any of that.
But anyway, he was asked absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
When it was the day of the debut. Absolutely. But if he watched, he would see him in an incredible light. And he doesn't need to know that he's in an incredible light, because he knows already what he does for a living. And he just relishes it. I mean, when I know I get accused of caping for this man in Western Pennsylvania, where I guess people began to get sick and tired of the 10-7, 9-8 seasons, or the 10-7 seasons where they're one and done and they're clearly not equipped to tangle with the rest of the elite in the American Football Conference. I understand it.
Yeah, been a while. Absolutely not.
There you go.
Been a while since they've won a playoff game.
I get it. I totally understand that that will rankle. But I'll do it again here. So when you see behind the scenes the way he communicates with his players, you see the joy, okay, the pure joy, the intensity with joy, the seriousness with the intensity, and the professionalism throughout. Anybody who's out there can see that this is a professional football coach of the first variety. And in terms of inspiring grown-ass men who make millions of dollars, okay, in terms of that, and making sure that they are ready and prepared, he's second to none in this department. And this episode leading up to the Steelers and the Bengals playing one another, you got to see him talking to Nate Herbig. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to see him talking to his young pass rusher, certainly with Highsmith out, right? And you're seeing him get him ready to take on Orlando Zeus Brown. And you see how he's talking about Orlando Brown. He's talking about Zeus all week, saying how, you know, the guy you're replacing, Nate, lit him up in Cincinnati to the point where they got this guy. They had to get this guy for Joe Burrow. And he's setting the stage for Nate to have a big game. And he's talking to Nate all week, and you're seeing it. Mm-hmm. And then Nate comes around the edge on Zeus Brown and creates a sack force fumble.
Right before coach was like, you got to kill Zeus.
You see him talking to him all week. You see him talking to him on the sideline. And then it happens. And I just wanted to play this reaction that Tomlin has on the sideline to it happening.
I love it when a plan comes together. It feels good, don't it? Hey, I'm not going to act surprised. That's what you brought here to do. Let's not act surprised. This ain't a lightning strike, man. You built for this. You built for this.
So just hearing that, right? He goes up to Herbig and he's like, this is not a surprise to me. This is not a lightning strike. What a great way to put it.
Don't be surprised by this.
Right. Like, I told you to do it. I told you this could happen. I told you this needs to happen. And then you did it. He doesn't go up to him and say, essentially, way to do it for me. It's like, way to do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And the way coaches coach, and I'm sure he's not the only one. I mean, again, you heard Dan Campbell tell his team, I told you the way this game was going to go and the way I was going to approach it. And then they did it. You heard even Dan Lanning. Remember Dan Lanning in Oregon earlier this year when they were boat racing Michigan said, called a timeout to have them all look at the Michigan faithful filing out of the big house to say, don't you remember I told you earlier in this week, we play the way we're supposed to play and we're going to have them heading for the exits early. And he called a timeout to say, see what you have affected. This is our plan. And you executed it. For a coach to tell players, this is the way it's going to be. These are the answers to the test. This is our game plan. Now go execute it. And then they do it. It makes them look at the coach. At one point, you even see Russell Wilson. You even see Russell Wilson go up to Tomlin as Herbig came up with the big play to say, you said it. You said it would be Nate. You see stuff like that, and it's just like Tomlin is so damn good at his gig, man. So damn good at his gig. And then you hear George Pickens talk the way that he talks. And you know he's dealing with those personalities, right, too, and those young players, too.
Yeah.
Again, this is him in advance of taking on a Browns team this week that he 100% denigrated. You know, insulted him a little bit.
Yeah, by saying the snow was the reason they won.
Right. You know, as if the Steelers don't use snow to their advantage and their home field advantage too, right?
Right.
This is great. About Greg Newsome, hit it.
You ever talk to Greg Newsome at all today before the game, I mean, or anything?
I don't even know who that is.
He knows who Greg Newsome is.
I don't even know.
And again, this is Tomlin, you know, saying that he's got to let him be him, but also rein him in. It's the latest example of Tomlin being Tomlin, too, man. Steelers have a Hall of Famer on the sideline right there. It's time for Friday's What's More Likely. Hit it, please. Hit it.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right.
Love that. Guys, happy Friday. Good to see you. Everybody good?
I'm great.
What Mike, up, a Friday. Can't believe you're here, man.
Here.
Get your temperature checked. All right, these two teams played last night. What's more likely, the Lions make the Super Bowl or the Packers win a playoff game?
Oh, come on. That's a... You put me in these positions because you know I'm going to say the Lions are going to the Super Bowl, and you know I'm saying the Packers are winning a playoff game. So, I mean, you know the construct of this is I can't choose one.
You have to choose one.
I can't choose both, right?
Right.
I'll say the Lions make the Super Bowl, even though 100% both are going to happen.
Oh, wow, really?
The Lions are going to make the Super Bowl and the Packers are going to win a playoff game.
Interesting.
What do you mean interesting? You know I was going to say that. You knew, like, you know the answer that I was going to give.
The number one team in your power rankings is who again?
The Eagles, because the Eagles are playing better football right now. But as I did that, as I supplanted the Lions with the Eagles, I did say I'm not going to 100%. I'm not going to mulligan off my preseason, Labor Day prediction of the Lions winning the NFC.
But the whole idea of the power rankings is if they played right now, this team would win, right?
Maybe so. But when it all comes down to it, I think the Lions win the winner-go-home games.
Consistency. That's all I want out of you.
I know that's what you... And so you're being consistent to put me in a bind, and I refuse to be put in one.
All right, here we go. The Don Bowie...
This baby will never be put in a corner.
Don Bowie special for a game that maybe no one will watch.
That was
Giants
a Dirty Dancing
and
reference.
Saints? Who's more likely to have the greater fantasy impact on Sunday, Alvin Kamara or Malik Nabers?
Oh, I'll go Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara just gets the ball from Derrick Henry handed to him, right? Derrick Carr just frequently just puts it in his stomach.
Yeah, throws it
and
to him.
Nabers has to be targeted by
in the
Drew
first
Locke.
Half.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's my answer to you right there. I'll go Alvin Kamara.
Right.
What else?
More likely AFC North team to get an upset road win, Browns or Bengals?
I'll go Bengals. We need to see if the Cowboys can win two in a row at home after not winning a single one in the previous six. And the Bengals offense, it's a little bit more potent than the one that they beat on Thanksgiving Day at home, to say the least. And I just think the Steelers with Tomlin's going to have that team wound up. Wound straight up, man. And I think T.J. Watt is going to pitch a tent in that backfield. You know,
Cowboys.
So I would go 100% Bengals in Dallas over the Browns in
Cowboys
Pittsburgh.
Cowboys can be 6-7, TJ, right in the mix.
It's going to happen.
Let me ask you this question. You answer that question. You answer that. What's more likely?
What's more likely is, remember at the beginning of the season when I gave my breakdown, I told you that Cowboys will have 11 days off.
Yes.
Going in this game,
yes.
Bengals are coming off of a tough, what we knew was going to be a tough game against the Steelers.
No doubt.
So
you're answering
Cowboy.
You're answering the Browns are more likely to beat the Steelers.
Browns are more likely.
Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
Chris? But honestly, I only said that because I have to pick. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, there you go. Chris?
More likely to be the higher total on Sunday. Josh Allen touchdowns over here at SoFi or combined scores in Titans-Jaguars?
Hmm.
That game's going to be terrible.
I don't know, man. I mean, Will Levis is spinning it a little bit better, don't you think?
Matt Jones had, what, two tutties last week?
I am generally, as you know, when I did the we talking playoffs or what for the Los Angeles Rams, I chose playoffs for them over or what. I said that they would finish 10-7 and win the division.
You did.
I did have them losing this game to the Bills and then winning the rest of their games, all four of them, to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I will choose Josh Allen touchdowns total would be higher than the touchdowns total in Jaguars at Titans. I am concerned that the team that just let Saquon do what it did on this turf against them last time, they played on this turf. Here comes Josh Allen, the other MVP candidate for this season. And I'm concerned. So I'll choose them.
I'm with you.
Chris?
More likely quarterback you'd rather have for the next 5 years, Caleb Williams or Brock Purdy?
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
He dares.
I'll go Brock Purdy.
Ooh.
What?
And that's wrong.
You sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I'll take Shanahan with Purdy over fill in the blank with a rookie quarterback now.
Over Caleb with Ben?
I'll take a guy who's been to the Super Bowl and face down went point for point in the Super Bowl with the Mount Rushmore quarterback. I'll take that guy who hooked up with Kyle Shanahan.
Over the Ben Johnson-led Caleb Williams Chicago Bears offense?
Is that who's coming?
Yeah, probably.
What if Shanahan's the Bears coach? Oh,
stop it. You know that's not happening. You know I both know that's not happening.
What if Bill Florio
dropped quite the ripple in the pond? By the way, we're going to end the show with John Lynch having comment about that publicly.
Oh, interesting.
Saying that the Bears should call up the Niners to see how much for acquiring Kyle Shanahan.
Niners would probably do that for a first rounder.
I don't think so.
Some Pequod's pizza?
So, no, I'm going Purdy with Shanahan over rookie quarterback and fill in the blank right now.
Yeah, Purdy's also on a rookie deal. Purdy's going to be how much he's get paid this offseason.
I'm looking at you with the straightest of faces.
And still is on a rookie deal for the next 2 years.
I'm looking at you with the straightest of faces and saying Brock Purdy.
Wow. Hmm. Can't wait for the YouTube comments this weekend on that one. All right, more likely to be the greater total.
5 years from now, let's look back on
Ladd McConkey catches.
Ladidi McConkey.
Ladidi McConkey.
You know, he's questionable for Monday night.
He's playing.
You think?
Well, I need him on fantasy. So
what, did you run into him at the Starbucks around the corner?
Yeah, I saw him down the street.
You found
him?
Ladidi McConkey? Yeah, he was at the 7-Eleven outside of the facility down the street. I said,
Ladidi catches or times Taylor Swift is shown during the broadcast?
Oh, man.
I will take Ladidi McConkey.
That's both going to be about 10.
I will take Ladidi McConkey.
Double digits both.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
And you know how I know this?
Because you got the script like me?
No. Oh. Because right now, in Vancouver, Canada, Susie is with our oldest son, Xander, to take him tonight.
That's right.
For the first of the final three Eras Tour performances, including Sunday night in Vancouver. She will not be in Kansas City.
Nor
might Ladidi McConkey be active on Monday. This might be the biggest whiff
in the history of What's More Likely.
I should have looked at the tour schedule.
Is no likelihood whatsoever of Taylor Swift being in Arrowhead on Sunday night, because she will be saying farewell to all the Swifties fortunate enough to be in BC Arena on Sunday night in beautiful Vancouver, Canada.
Do we know it's tonight?
To see her farewell performance.
Did she get back in time? The PJ and the time zones.
So, how about me having Taylor Swift knowledge, thanks to my oldest son, to help me on this program?
Bummer.
And, sir,
I should have been better about that.
I will give you a friendship bracelet.
I should have been better about that.
Just for giving me that cookie in the zone to finish up.
You're welcome.
What's More Likely?
A couple more, actually.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Real quick. More likely to be the higher number.
How about me knowing?
Good job by you.
I really have nothing to say
about
that.
More likely to be the higher number here. Eagles winning margin or Falcons total points scored? Eagles are 12-point favorites. The Falcons have scored.
I'll go Falcons total
12 points per game in the three-game losing streak.
Dude, Carolina has been fully higher register over the last month. Like, you know who's playing pretty well? You know who's actually looking good?
Yeah. Ever since
Germany. You know who's trying to beat? You know who almost beat that team?
Well,
I'll go Falcons total points scored. Higher number in Minnesota.
All right, last one. More likely, Trey McBride finally gets his first touchdown of the year, or Juan Soto signs with a New York team this weekend.
I will go Juan Soto signs with a New York team this weekend. And my buddy Doug Robinson, who was absolutely besmirched by my poker fantasy league and by the 60% of those who voted on the Twitter poll to say that he got robbed for trading Amon-Ra St. Brown for Ladidi McConkey and Trey McBride. He wants to call in and spike the football.
I can't believe that trade went down.
So I'll go Soto with a New York team.
Ladidi
McConkey. All right, let's take a break right here. Coming out of our green room, Dave Annable to talk sports and what it's like to be in the Taylor Sheridan universe, from Yellowstone to the current hit on Paramount Plus, Lioness. Coming up. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Very smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called AutoQuote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it. Whether it's college football or professional football, there's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel, and joining us here, and you could see right here on Roku through Paramount Plus, one of the stars of Lioness that's in season number 2. None other than Dave Annable. Good to see you, sir. How
Thank
are you,
you, sir? Thank you. Very happy to be here.
All right. Here you are in this. We have a clip.
Okay.
It is you and the lovely Zoe Saldana, who plays your wife on this program, telling your character once again that she is off on a CIA mission that she cannot tell you about. She should have texted you.
Like a voice memo? Right?
Yeah. Heard that plane.
Not to tell Taylor Sheridan what to do.
Yeah, yeah. I have to AI the response. Because I know I'd get it wrong. Dave would get it wrong. Neil would probably get it right.
Man, you spiked that phone, man.
Yeah. I still got a shoulder, you know. Careful. Shoulder issue from that.
Fantastic.
You get a little bit older.
The
you
season
know?
Finale airs this Sunday on Paramount Plus. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And joining us right here on the Rich Eisen Show, a man who played Lee Dutton in the first season of Yellowstone and currently plays the role of Neil, the husband of Zoe Saldana, and a terrific cast, Morgan Freeman, Nicole Kidman, Michael Kelly, and more. Dave Annable, one of the stars of Lioness right here on the Rich Eisen Show. It is really good to meet you. I've heard so many great things about you through some mutual people, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir. The same, and a big fan for life of you.
Thanks,
sort
man.
Of grew up with you and sports, and I'm super happy to be
here. I'm happy that you are, in fact, here. It took all of, I think, 5 minutes for Nick Swisher to text me that you were coming, your boy Swish.
I did, my boy Swish.
How do you know him?
His wife worked with, I knew Joanna from the world for a long time,
right.
Joanna, and my wife, Odette, was on a television show with Joanna called Astronaut Wives Club, and I had known that she had married Nick Swisher, and I'd never met him at that point. I was so excited to meet Swish. And, you know, he sort of knew that I was happy to meet him and took me for some batting practice at Tulane. So we're hitting balls in there. I'm like, oh, my God, Nick Swisher is throwing to me. And then, you know, it took a minute that I had to tell him I was a Mets fan. And, much rather it have been David Wright. But, you know, I still I love Swish. No, Uncle Swish is he's one of my favorites.
Uncle Swish.
We call him Uncle Swish.
Oh, because your kids.
A lot of kids involved.
Yeah, listen, I get along well with Nick, even though I'm a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
His name is on the stadium at The Ohio State University.
Yes.
It's one of my two problems I have with Nick Swisher. That's one of them. The other one is he's just too passive.
Yeah.
He doesn't bring any energy to the
zero
equation.
Zero energy.
You know,
he's kind of a downer, to be honest. You kind of be like, bro, be an adder.
Yeah.
Some value.
Yeah,
some,
come
somewhere.
Out of your shell once in a upon a time, Nick.
Personality bust, you know?
How are you a Mets fan? Because you're a New Yorker, right?
New Yorker, grew up Mets fan.
Mets and Giants, though, right? Is that what I'm understanding?
Mets and Giants, yeah. We didn't go Jets. I think my dad was more of a Jets fan, but I was, you know, I was seven when, in 86, you know?
Okay.
And so
Makes sense.
Yeah, LT.
Oh, my God. That's why you're Mets Giants. 86 had to be like the greatest year
and
of your childhood.
7 years old. So everything is just, it was the greatest. It really was. It's been a long time, you know, for the Metsies. The Giants, we got two great ones. Got two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And I was incredibly fortunate enough to be there.
Were at both of the Super Bowls.
I happened to be at both. You know, for some reason, I was gifted tickets, and it was the first year they won. And obviously we didn't know, the tickets came in before the Giants had made, you know, the Super Bowl, and I was so excited, and then, oh my God, the Giants go, and...
So that was in 2007, so that was the year where you didn't expect the Giants to make it. They barely eked into the playoffs despite losing
wild card team in
Giants Stadium.
Yeah,
I was there for that game against the Patriots, who went 16-0, because that was a big game for NFL Network, for them to complete that season. Had no idea that was the Super Bowl preview when we were watching that.
And they gave him a great game. When that happened and the Giants won and Tyree the catch, I mean, you know, we were just going insane. But when the tickets came in before the game, I went to the office in person, the NFL office that had the tickets. And she was like, you're the only person that came in and picked up the tickets and said thank you, you know, to everybody.
Right.
So somehow I got 4 years out of that. And two of those years were the Giants. So it was a wild run that's tough to top as a fan, you know.
You know, I would talk about the Lion, you know, Lioness and everything else with you, but Chris, we could keep talking about the Giants beating the Patriots in
no,
Super
I'd
Bowls
rather
if you'd
we
like.
Move on to yeah. Lioness, if that's cool.
You,
you guys?
I know you're a fan of the yeah. show. Are you sure you don't want to keep talking about this?
No,
right now?
No, I'm good. I know what happened in that game. Yeah, I
okay.
remember.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we,
I remember.
Both again, we can talk about it. You know, two things can exist. Fine. Lioness is awesome, and the Giants beat the Patriots.
Right, and I think Tom Coughlin's face just thawed out from the NFC yeah. Championship game in Green Bay. That was Favre's last game as a Packer, by the way.
Yeah.
You ended Favre's That's career right. in Green Bay.
That's right.
With that W.
The snow
that,
game, right?
That
it was
happened.
Freezing.
It was, freezing. Honestly, I yeah. thought Tom Coughlin's face would fall off his head. I honestly thought it would be like Harvey Dent by the end of the game. You know,
what a run.
I know, right?
What a run for those teams.
Unbelievable. I've got Dave Annable here on the Rich Eisen show. So, and you threw out a first pitch at MetLife. Is that true?
City Field.
City Field.
For the
okay,
Mets.
My MetLife, right.
It was just a incredible opportunity.
When was it?
It was probably 4 years ago, okay. 5 years ago.
So who
like
caught
that.
It? Do you remember?
Yes. Okay. I definitely remember who caught it because I played baseball my whole life. You know, you envision the chance. If you ever got the chance to throw the first pitch, I'm yeah. like, oh, do I look off the runner? Do I start from the stand? Like, do I throw gas? And I was like, I'm always going to throw heat. Right, I'm just going to throw it in there.
You
and
only
if
know one speed.
Yeah, I only know one speed. If okay. I miss, I miss, but I'm firing away. And, you know, they have a warm-up cage sort of downstairs. I'm getting the arm loose. And we're walking up, and we're walking out to the field, and I'm super excited. Swish actually gave me great advice. He's like, you know, when you get out there, take a second and take it in,
yeah.
right? Look around and yeah. take it in. It was horrible advice because I almost puked. But we're walking out, and I'm about to go out, and, you know, I thought I was looking for the catcher, and they're like, you're going to be thrown to Maria, a 12-year-old girl from the Boys and Girls Club, and she's like 4'8", and I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is not how I...
Setting the target
yeah,
for
I'm like, so we're walking out there, and I'm like, Maria, I'm like, I'm freaking out a little bit. I'm like, I'm really nervous, and she goes, just breathe. And it was like this.
The girl gave you that advice.
The little 12-year-old girl, she goes, just breathe. And I was like, oh, my God, she's right. And then, you know, I get out to the mound, and she crouches down, and I'm trying to find her because she's so tiny. And you can't throw the heat, you know. I didn't want to, like, throw it to her. So it was just enough, little high and away.
Okay.
I would have, you know, that is borderline, you know, it wasn't a strike, but it was close.
But you did go to the top of the mound, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, there's no chance I'm going to the front.
Because some people, you know, don't go to the top of the mound.
No, I went to the front, stole some grass.
You did?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
They're still looking for me.
I did a first pitch in Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
Had a similar experience where I practiced. I didn't grow up playing baseball.
Okay.
So I took some practice, and the advice I got was don't throw down because you're on a mound. You'll think that you've got to throw
sure,
down.
Oh, sure. Sure, you spike
it. Throw it, you know, at your eye lane. Throw it up because you'll end up spiking it like 50 Cent, you know what I mean? Which is what you don't want. Like,
you
that's
don't
the nightmare
it.
Here.
You want either want to be the worst
right,
ever
right.
or, you know.
Being a YouTube star not is bad. Not the result you want to have from your first pitch, yeah, right?
You don't want to go viral for
so
that.
So I'm in Dodger Stadium, and the person who caught it was a converted reliever, soon to be, it was a backup catcher, soon to be a converted reliever, Kenley Jansen.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, who
yes.
Caught, well, he caught
yeah.
my first pitch.
No
and
kidding.
I'm sure he was thinking, I can't believe this is what I got to do pregame. Really?
This is where my life.
This dude ended. Right here. And I wound up making sure I didn't throw it down.
Uh-huh.
So it was junk that I think a left-handed hitter would have been fooled by and a right-handed hitter would have been hit by. If somebody's
sure.
standing in the right-handed batter's box.
Just a little inside to the right-hander.
Complete fear.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrifying.
I'm sure. Dave Annable here on the Rich Eisen Show. When did you first meet Taylor Sheridan?
I met Taylor through my wife. He was an acting coach back in L.A. Quite a few years ago now. And she introduced me to him. I was running a scene with her. And, you know, she had this look like, you're awful. Have you ever tried coaching? She said after I was running the scene. I was like, oh, we were dating at the time. I was like, oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah. So
he's an acting coach?
He's an acting coach. He's an actor. Acting coach, and
okay.
he would travel around to all the actors' houses, or you'd go to his place. And I remember vividly how incredibly intelligent he was, and how he broke down a scene and my character and tensions. And and all of that stuff that I didn't think about. I was like, this is not, you know, in my repertoire. And, you know, we had stayed coach for a year on and off, whatever, for that. And then, you know, sort of went our separate ways. And then Yellowstone came around and an opportunity to audition for Yellowstone. And I passed. You know, I'm from New York.
I passed on Yellowstone.
Well, it wasn't okay. Yellowstone, at the Yellowstone window at that time. But it was Kevin Costner and it was Taylor. But, you know, I'm from New York, and Lee was supposed to be the best cowboy, you know, riding like the wind and out there. I'm like, you know, I've been on a horse twice in my life. So I passed, mm-hmm. and not ever thinking it would get to Taylor or Taylor would even know that I'm on some audition list.
Understood.
And I would say about 40 minutes later, my wife gets a call from Taylor with him cursing me out and saying, why the hell is your guy not auditioning for Yellowstone? Get him on tape today, and I want to see it by 3 p.m. And she hangs up the phone, and she's like, well, I'm going to put you on tape for Yellowstone today. I'm like, all right, let's go. And, you know, I did, and I got a Taylor call a couple days later, and he's like, hey, do you want to come play a cowboy and come to Utah right now and learn how to ride a horse? I was like, yes, sir. And probably, arguably, the best experience of my life, learning how to be, okay. you know, and best part of our job is learning a little about a lot of different things.
Sure.
And, you know, learning the world of being a cowboy and all riding horses. And it was fascinating, and I miss it terribly.
Well, I mean, obviously, and we'll get to Lioness in a second, you're doing well in that regard. But did you know your character had a short span?
I did.
Spoiler alert. I did know this.
Well, yeah, I read the script, and obviously I knew I was going to die. But what I didn't know, again, was how much fun I'd have. And it was a funny story. It was day one of shooting. My first scene was I was dead on the horse, where Costner picks me off the horse and sort of lays me in the lap. So playing dead's hard to begin with, which I've learned, you know, it's just hard.
Yeah.
Playing dead on a horse is like that times 100 because you're trying to not breathe. And, you know, Costner pulls me off the horse. This is take one. Lays me in his lap. And when he lays me in his lap, I promise you, I feel like this. across my cheek, okay? And in the scene, he's saying this beautiful monologue, and he's kissing my forehead, he's crying, and I'm just, all I could think about was how much my mom would want to trade places with me. Like, right, I said, what happened to my life? Where am I? As I'm feeling, so, like, soft tears, just the softest lips, and, you know...
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's a true story.
Wow!
I was like, he's a very lucky man.
Also,
you know, who cares if Horizon didn't do well in the movie theater? He's fine. He's fine.
He's doing all right.
Oh my God! And a testament to his acting ability.
Oh yeah. He kept it together.
He probably, you know, felt wow. Yeah. Placement.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. No.
Could stay in the scene.
Yeah. I felt, you know, maybe squeezed a little tighter.
So talk about things you can't expect in life. But that
number one
in your career, it's got to be at the very top, very especially top. Since. So you're sent to go learn how to ride a horse,
mm-hmm.
and your first scene is to play dead on one, and then this happens.
And then this happens. Probably my most memorable experience from my adult life.
I should say.
You know, the Giants winning the Super Bowl is just below.
And here I was going to say, well, tell me what it's like to act with Kevin Costner, and I've gotten my answer without asking the question.
I can tell you what it's like to work with all of Kevin Costner.
No, he's great. Is it true he told you that you had to dye your beard so that shot of you that that's not really your natural color?
Yes, and I totally understand why, you know, obviously I look much older with the Santa Claus hair, but
right.
I think it would make his character look older,
right.
And I think we're trying to keep that world very much the same. So
right.
It made a lot of sense. But, you know, they did, it was basically kind of a Tim, our hair guy, was like spray painting it every day,
yeah.
and it was awesome. I mean, that, you know, I love the beard. Look at Costner.
Dude,
first time I came up from his lap, right?
Come on, man. He can't. I mean, he's been on this show multiple times.
Yes,
he is just the most awesome dude.
Is a legend.
He is that.
He really is, and's earned all of the accolades that he's got. It was very cool, especially for, you know, not so young of an actor, but as an actor to work with Mr. Costner. And you know, there was a moment where we're in the van going up to ride horses with Buffalo, and, you know, there's 100 Buffalo out there, and he's telling us stories from Dances with Wolves and when he was directing, and the Native Americans riding with the Buffalo. Mm. I mean, it was just all of it was very surreal and wild. And, you know, Taylor is insanely talented, and there's a reason why he's got, I think it's 7 shows now on Paramount Plus.
And all of them are, equally, it's so consistent what you're seeing.
Yes.
So I am imagining, Dave Annable, that when, you know, Lioness came on your radar screen, you did not pass on this one.
No.
That was an immediate yes for you, right?
It was, are you interested? And I said yes.
Of course.
Before there was any follow-up to that. Yeah, it came around. Actually, I was going to shoot. I was in a season 4 flashback of Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on our wedding anniversary at the time. Away at this little staycation place called Miraval, which was awesome. And the scene I was going to shoot was taking place in 2 or 3 weeks. Weather, something, they bumped it up. And he's like, I need you on a plane tomorrow. I said, Taylor, I can't. Like, I'm at my wedding anniversary. He's like, well, I'm about to offer you this part in a show called Lioness with Zoe Saldana. You're playing her husband. And I'm like, honey, you know, there's a good reason this is our 12th wedding anniversary. Like, we're still going to make it.
Right.
But I went up and did the thing. And then Lioness went away for 3 or 4 years.
Mm.
And I had heard, I was working on a show called Walker in Austin. And my friend, the girl who was playing my wife, was like, somebody just auditioned for the husband in Lioness, her friend.
What's up?
What just happened there? You know, and I hadn't spoken to Taylor in a while. So I wrote Taylor and I said, hey, you know, I'll put myself on, unlike Yellowstone, I was like, I'll put myself on tape. Like, I don't need any favors. I'll go earn this job. And he had then mentioned that they had just replaced, he hired somebody out to take over Lioness in that chunk. And
yes,
the scripts came out. He wasn't happy. So he took it back over and wrote every script. And that happened the night before I reached out to him. And he said, you were always Neil. And he offered it to me later that day. It was just, it was wild. And it's such a great show.
It
and
is.
I feel, oh, yeah. And the act, you know, the acting on it and the cast, this is like another, accolade that Taylor, I think, deserves, is the cast he put together. Right now he's casting, you know, he's casting great actors, but there's a chemistry that happens with all on his shows. And there's a reason why we're all friends. It feels like you're in a frat, you know, when you're crossing the Taylor universe. But, you know, Zoe's unbelievable. And Nicole was just nominated for a Critics' Choice Award for Lioness. Nicole Kidman and Morgan Freeman and Michael Kelly. It's really, I'm very lucky to be a part of it.
Do you ask Morgan Freeman to record the outgoing message on your cell phone?
I should. That's a great deal. No, I met him at the premiere.
I
work with Zoe and the kids, which is amazing. Yeah. But, you know, it's so funny. I met Michael Kelly.
He's a diehard Braves fan. The two of you might have a lot to talk about every now and then.
There was some texting happening, especially that last weekend of the season.
I bet.
Wild.
Ooh, that last day.
Oh, God. I was at school pickup line. And I want to apologize to my daughter now. I was 15 minutes late because I was parked out and I'm live texting my wife.
Atta
I'm like,
boy.
We're up. And I was like, we're Atta down. Boy. I hate the man. Oh my God, we're back. And, oh my God, we're down. And you can read the text.
I love
boy,
it.
That was such an amazing day. But anyway, so Michael Kelly, you know, I had heard everybody saying how awesome Michael Kelly is on set and with the crew. And I was like, I finally met him at base camp, and I'm tired of hearing about how cool you are. Like, that's my job.
Nice. Okay?
You know? And he's like, and he goes, that's funny. That's my job. So we're both going back and forth, and he's so lovely, and you know, the show's doing great, and knock on wood, it keeps going for a while.
And no doubt about it. And everybody check it out. The season finale of Lioness airs this Sunday on Paramount Plus. But again, Everybody knows the way it works in this day and age. You can just start binge watching from episode one mm-hmm. all the way to the present day and hopefully beyond on Paramount Plus, which you can get right here on the Roku portal. What a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you, sir. Oh, guys, thanks for having me. Awesome. I appreciate it, guys.
I would say hi to your boy Switch, but I found my phone buzzing. I think he's trying to text. I think he's jealous. Screw him.
He's definitely jealous.
It's just a bad week for Switch all the way from right now to last Saturday when Michigan beat Ohio State. I'm living my best life right now. Thanks for coming on
here. Thank you, sir.
Follow this man on Instagram at Dave_Anibal. And, of course, Lioness is right ready for you to start watching right now on Paramount Plus.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood1.
The following is a paid advertisement from the International Brotherhood of Bald People.
Do you believe that you're missing out on the finer things in life because of your lack of hair? Are confidence, vitality, and love only for the Fabios of this world? Are you sad because you have more hair growing out of your ears and nose than you do on the top of your head? Does hair truly equal happiness?
No, it doesn't. Hi, I'm Rich Eisen. And I'm here to say that it's time for the follically challenged to draw a line in the sand and redefine what manhood truly is. Chemical applications, medical procedures, you've tried them all in the desperate hopes of regrowing your hair. The results? An empty wallet and you looking like a chia pet. However, now there is another option, the Bald Brotherhood. Our motto, no hair? Don't care.
That's right, Rich. We're flipping the script because bald is beautiful. And if you're on the fence about shaving your head or removing that lame toupee, our beautiful crisis hotline is standing by to help you take the plunge. These certified, handsome operators will give you free, confidential support anytime, 24/7. They feel your pain.
How many championships did Jordan win with hair? Zero. How many win when he was bald? 6. These are stats, baby. Stats and facts. Come on home. It's the Chrome Dome, baby. Shine with me.
We got LeBron.
Oh, keep him on. Right. Just keep him on.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, I've got Tiger.
Thank you, Bald Brotherhood. Balder is better.
I couldn't have done it without you, Bald Brotherhood. Thank you.
Less is more. Thank you, Bald Brotherhood. Now I'm fresh and clean.
Well, I guess I won't be needing this anymore. Thanks, Bald Brotherhood.
What can I say? My life has changed.
And don't forget, I'm not only the founder of the Bald Brotherhood, I'm also a member. Join the movement now.
It's one of Ken's finest. Oh, Ken's greatest hits today, man. Oh, man. You are your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. Okay, a couple of pieces of housekeeping here. Which one do we want to hit first, Mr. Hoskins? Which one? Okay. Earlier on the program, we heard George Pickens being asked about facing Greg Newsom for a second time. He said he doesn't even know who Greg Newsom is. Well, members of the media in Cleveland do. And they went to him to tell him what George Pickens had to say. Amazing. I have not heard the response yet. Let's all check it out together.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy, man. We say it in our room, smart, tough, accountable, resilient team. And I'm all about the team. Obviously, he's a guy that cares more so about himself. And you can see that in the penalties that he causes. And, you know, for me, my job is to try to do whatever I can to help the team win. So there's never going to be no one-on-one battle for me. My battle is to try to help my team get the win.
Does that do you any differently than
the one? Nah, that's a like I said, he does that type of stuff all the time. There will never be a man that ever can fuel me in any type of way. Definitely not.
I love it.
Wow, that's great.
What a response. He must be a smart guy. Oh, yes. He went to my other institution of higher learning, Northwestern. What a great response. It's a great way to basically touch on what is potentially off about Pickens, about himself, the penalties that he takes. What a great answer. Well done, Greg Newsom. Well done. Listen, we like to think that we're sometimes above the sports talk mosh pit fray. Maybe that's the Michigan man in me. You know, that's the arrogant thing that people always accuse Michigan of. We sometimes think that we're above it.
Well, I mean,
when I say I'd rather be right than be heard, right?
You say that?
I say that a lot. I want to be right. Some people in our business just want to be heard.
That's facts. Sure.
It's now time to just throw ourselves directly in the mosh pit here. When Mike Florio came on the show earlier this week and talked about the different candidates that are out there for head coaching positions in the NFL, he broke it down into three categories, and it was very astute. Coordinators who've never had a job before, previous head coaches who have been fired and looking for head coaching experience, or three college coaches. And he said there's a fourth version of it, fully established, already gainfully employed, successful head coaches in the NFL who are traded for, like John Gruden back in the day. If I'm not mistaken, the Patriots did have to give up draft choices to get Bill Belichick.
Right.
So Florio said, why not call the San Francisco 49ers, for instance, for Kyle Shanahan? And I'm like, what gives you the impression that he's available? And he basically pointed out that he thinks that he's been there a long time and they've run its course and maybe
Andy Reid. So.
And, it's a free phone call.
Yeah.
Right. When I heard that, I'm like, I don't think that's going to happen or possible. So we may not be right here, but it happened here. So what's most important is it's been heard. John Lynch was asked about this. And this is his response.
I sit back and I try to be focused, but, you know, I've found the whole discussion on Kyle and, you know, like some of the stuff rather comical. I mean, we have won four of the last five division championships. We've been in two Super Bowls. Look, the standard here is to win championships, and we've fallen short of that, I understand. But we have an excellent head coach, and the fact people are talking about stuff like that, you know, I do find it comical. We're 100% behind Kyle and what he brings to our organization. And like I said, our focus is really on the Bears and doing everything we can. That's where Kyle's focus is, and that's where all our focus is.
Now, I don't think anybody speaks for Mike Florio, so I'm treading lightly here when it comes to our friend from Pro Football Talk. But being called comical, I think Florio would be funny how.
Right.
I amuse you? What am I, a clown? I think he might refer to it that way as well. And I'm sure he would also say, let's see how it all plays out. Right?
Yeah.
But
I'm a clown. I amuse you.
That's Mike Florio chiming in right now.
Or was that the 100%? Was that the dreaded vote of confidence?
Oh, look at you. That'll wrap it up for this fascinating Michigan beat Ohio State week on The Rich Eisen Show.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.